Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live and the live Saturday edition of the show. The phones are open, as they always are here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Eagles Mountaineer.
And I'm a lumberjack, and I'm okay. Just okay?
I sleep all night, and I work all day.
That'll do it.
He's a lumberjack, and he's okay.
Do you cut down trees and eat your lunch?
I skip and jump. I like to press wildflowers.
Okay, yep. You're that guy.
He puts on women's clothing.
And hangs around in bars.
Okay. Good one.
Sorry.
Which movie was that from?
It's Monty Python.
Was that from a movie or was that just one of their songs?
One of their skits.
Okay.
Yeah.
They did a couple of movies that were like a compilation of very popular skits, but yeah.
Was that one of them, or was that?
Oh yeah.
Okay, because I only know the song. I didn't.
Yeah, I saw that one from Live at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I saw a Terry Gilliam movie recently. Adventures of Baron Munchausen from 1988.
That sounds familiar, but...
Yeah, it's a pretty wild one.
Huh.
If you haven't seen it. If you like his stuff. Like Brazil is another one. Yeah. Classic. He came out with a newer one recently. It's a Don Quixote movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that one's pretty good, too.
Oh, was that the one with...
Adam Driver?
No, I was thinking of... the other guy,
there's an old guy in it.
The leather-faced Mexican dude with all the tattoos.
You think of a Danny Trejo?
Danny Trejo, yeah.
No, he's not in that one.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, so Brazil, the dystopian?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was Terry Gilliam.
Yeah, that's his. Nice. That's his stuff.
Like my description of Danny Trejo, the leather-faced Mexican guy.
Yeah, Danny Trejo is an interesting character. He really was a prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he makes an excellent bad guy.
Yeah.
In anything that he's cast, like typecast as a bad guy, he's great. There have been some, like, he's made some, like, B films where, like, he's the main guy that are, like, terrible movies, but violently fun. Like, if you like to see a lot of bloody gore stuff.
Machete was an excellent film.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the good guy in that one?
I believe he was.
Or at least the protagonist.
An anti-hero to some extent.
But I think...
the sequel was fantastic, too. I hope they make the third one before he passes away, because he's old.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he doesn't look it.
Yeah.
Because he's in good shape.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a side role in the second.
Yeah, but he's great.
Yeah, he does an amazing job with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the role he was born to play.
He's 78 years old.
Jesus.
Wow.
That was good for
you'd have no idea.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you'd have no idea. We can talk about a little bit of pop culture. That's fine, too. You can bring up anything you want here.
Oh, yeah, we got off on a tangent, didn't we?
The number is 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian. Did we introduce ourselves? I think we did, didn't we?
No, we didn't. We got off on a tangent because he won't tell us that he's the captain.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
He's the captain. Captain Kickass is here with us. Whatever you want to talk about here goes. We do have things in the news to discuss. You had a story tonight, Captain. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but since you mentioned Danny Trejo, it made me think about this. You got a story about getting high in space. And of course, the third...
That's what I think when I hear Danny Trejo.
I believe the proper headline is, getting high in space... Man.
Well, the third Machete film is supposed to be Machete Kills Again in Space.
Oh.
Right? So that was supposed to be... Because it was Machete Kills, and then the third one would have been Machete Kills Again in Space.
You're a pretty big fan of Danny Trejo.
I'm a big fan of those movies.
Nice.
I think they're a lot of fun. They're pro-immigration, ultimately.
Yeah.
Sort of a political standpoint, and they're just crazy, like... Crazy action,
yeah.
Crazy
good time movies.
Violence. It's just fun. So you can join us here at 603-283-6160 in the news. Otherwise, Antifa apparently threatening Tesla factories. Captain's got that story on the way. Some not so great news from the world of cryptocurrency that Pecos Mountaineer will be telling us about. But in other Elon Musk-related news, the big deal at Twitter over this weekend, of course, we've been watching the Twitter takeover here to some extent on Free Talk Live, just because it is riling so many people up.
Panties are in bunches.
They really are. And, of course, some people have left the Twitter platform in protest over this.
I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Some have walked away from accounts with millions of subscribers, but most of them haven't, because who would walk away from, you know, that kind of reach?
And, like, they say they're walking away, but there's really no way to completely delete your account.
Is there? I've never tried to with Twitter.
That I'm aware of, right? I'm told that, like, there is a way, but, like...
I know that was true with Facebook.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of...
Well, and come on, man. This is the best part. Like, even if you are of the opinion that everything is going to hell right now, okay, fine, then it's the climax. It's the Hindenburg, as Arya pointed out. Like, yeah, okay, this is the most interesting Twitter has ever been. So why would you walk away now?
Yeah, and if you believe what Elon Musk says, they are at high levels of user engagement and new signups and things
like
that.
I've said all along, Musk is good at a couple of things. The one that he's been really good at for my entire life since I first heard about the guy is keeping himself in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's people who aren't good at doing this.
I mean, he's not doing that. That goes to Trump. Trump is the supreme master of keeping himself in the news.
Okay, but like,
he's in the same ballpark.
Like, Musk's talent level rivals Trump's when it comes to keeping his name in the news. Some artists are capable of doing this, and I'm thinking musical artists, pop in particular, the queen of keeping their name in the news, Madonna. She is fantastic at reinventing herself, keeping her name in the news, keeping herself relevant to, you know, pop music culture and that kind of thing. She's just banging it since she first released her first single, like just on top of the news stuff.
Yeah, I saw her within the last few weeks in an article about her, what appears to be insane plastic surgery. She looks scary.
Yeah.
Like, she looks absolutely nothing.
She's going to end up looking more like the Crypt Keeper.
Seriously.
And I've seen this happen before. Lonnie Anderson, she was the buxom blonde on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Okay.
As she aged, because she had a bunch of plastic surgery as she got older, she just, like, they stretched her face so far back that she just kind of, by the time she was elderly, she kind of looked more like the Crypt Keeper with big boobs.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's really creepy stuff.
Well, then again, I mean, isn't Madonna like a million years old at this point?
Yeah, she's in her 60s, I think, at least.
I'm pretty sure she was like a star when I was born, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm guessing she was probably in her 30s, early 30s, probably in the late 80s.
She came up, I think she was pretty young, like in her early 20s or something, whenever...
Hey, I was pretty young when I was in my early 20s, too.
Well, I'm just saying in, like, the early to mid-80s when, I'm trying to remember.
Oh, when she first got famous.
Any of her songs.
She's 64 now, so she would have been 30 in 1988, according to this.
Right, but, like, I'm old, so, like, to me, she came out in, I don't know, 83, 84, I'm guessing. I'm just taking a stab here.
Well, the thing is, like with Lonnie Anderson, with Madonna, you're trying to capture that like late teens, early 20s female sexual drive ideal,
right.
And that's just not a thing. So like the lengths that you try to go to when you've decided, okay, I'm going to go under the knife for this, can get pretty scary.
No doubt. So let's get into the story here. New Twitter owner Elon Musk. This is the Associated Press, basically a hit piece, because the mainstream media has been going off against Twitter ever since Elon put in a bid to buy the place. They've been going off against him and his intentions, and that's basically what this article is going to be. It's just a hit piece. But he says he is granting amnesty for all suspended accounts, with the exception of those that were, like, breaking the law or something.
Right.
And I suspect he's still not going to restore Alex Jones' account.
That's my first question. It's like, he's come out against that specifically.
Against restoring Alex Jones, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and, I mean, that's kind of the benchmark, right? Of, like, are you going to just upset everyone that has the slightest, like, free speech hatred?
I mean, look, I'm no fan of Alex Jones, right? I think he over-sensationalizes many things.
Definitely.
However... to my knowledge, he has committed no crime.
No.
There's been no harm to any persons or property. Did he say some bad things over the radio that upset some people? I understand the court disagrees, but still, like,
you know. Is that a reason to not have him on? Because the court, you know, ruled against him in a civil case.
Right.
Does that mean you shouldn't have him on Twitter?
I mean, he is the quintessential shock jock at this point.
Is Elon Musk actually worried about some sort of liability for having Alex Jones on Twitter? Which makes no sense, but that would seem to be the only legitimate, semi-legitimate concern. Anyway,
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday episode. It's Ian here with you. Oh, sorry, Peakless. Let's try that again.
I've been censored.
Yes.
Peakless Mountaineer.
You got Ian Musk over here. I'm the captain, in case anybody cares.
We'll get into more about this amnesty that is apparently coming on Twitter for all suspended accounts, or all asterisk suspended accounts.
Isn't the left, like, totally freaking out about that?
Yes, they are, and that's why the Associated Press is writing a whole piece.
But yet the left wants, like, amnesty for, like, our political leaders who screwed up the whole COVID thing and locked everybody down.
I know we
murdered your grandma and didn't let you go to the funeral. We deserve amnesty.
Locked you in your homes and
shut
down your
businesses. She, on the other hand, you know, said that they were crisis actors, so he doesn't get amnesty.
And despite all of the so-called conspiracy theorists bringing things to light, particularly for me, Dr. J. Bhattacharya, I'm probably butchering his name.
No, that's
he was one of the authors of the what was it called? The
Barrington Declaration.
Barrington Declaration.
Yeah, I remember that thing.
His name keeps popping up whenever I read something regarding COVID. Yeah, the Great Barrington Declaration. Whenever I read something about COVID and about, like, how everything that they told us to do was completely wrong, everything they told us turned out to be a lie about its spreadability, about your ability to contract it, about if you get the vaccine, you won't be able to spread it, and, you know,
the vaccine was 100% effective.
Yeah. So, and he's the guy who put together all the data to be like, sorry, guys, if you'd actually gone through peer review, here's what you would have found.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So his name keeps coming up, so I just want to say his name a couple of times on air, because I respect the work that he's done. And he has taken a whole bunch of crap from the medical industry. A whole bunch.
Oh,
he's
still
respected within the industry for his talents as a doctor. So that says something about the man. Mm-hmm. You know, but, like, he's taken a whole bunch of backlash from the medical industry.
By the way, bullionmax.com/FTL is where you can go and get your silver starter kit. Inflation's a real problem. Everybody knows it at this point. What do you do about it? Well, one thing you can do is get into some of the most stable assets in recorded history, something that is not the U.S. dollar or whatever other central bank currency is being inflated like crazy. Bullionmax.com can help you with that. Gold and silver, precious metals, they're shipped fully insured directly to your home, and you don't even have to talk to a salesperson. Just start at bullionmax.com/FTL. Get your silver starter kit. There's only one of these per household, so there's a limit because it's 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and they're throwing in a free gold back, which is an amazing product. If you haven't seen the gold back yet, this is a perfect excuse to get your hands on one. And you get it at employee pricing when you go to bullionmax.com/FTL. We go to Vernon. He's in Louisiana. Go ahead, Vernon.
Hey, I wanted to know how that upcoming trial is going to be broadcast, if it's going to be live, or if the audio will be available, and I'll listen to the answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay, I wish I had an actual useful answer for you. You're referring to the Crypto 6 trial. For listeners that aren't familiar, you can go to thecrypto6.com.
Yeah.
Myself and other members of this show and some of our friends had our homes and offices raided in March of 2021 over some Bitcoin quote-unquote crimes that basically stem from the sale of Bitcoin without asking for government permission. That's the short version of it. It was an insane situation with, like, 50 dudes with guns and Bearcats and bombs and drones and smash windows.
Well, there's video up there,
there's
too.
Video now of that as well at thecrypto6.com. So if you've been following along this situation as it's been developing, you know that I am going to trial in about 9-10 days, something like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be December 6th. That's when the jury selection will start. Trial may start the same day, so they may just pick the jury and just get rolling. That's a possibility. But as far as the either video or audio feed is concerned, that is something that my attorney has brought up. It's been brought up to the judge. The decision has yet to be made. So we do not know at this time whether there will be any sort of feed. I mean, I think there's a strong argument that there should be, because the trial is of national significance, right? This is cryptocurrency. This isn't just some sort of local New Hampshire-based thing. This is going all across the United States as far as, you know, whatever the ruling is, whatever the jury decides could have an effect on other people's cases. So you shouldn't have to, you know, if you're in California or Florida or Texas or something like that or anywhere else, you shouldn't have to fly into New Hampshire, rent a hotel room for 2 weeks, expected to be a two-week-long trial, just so you can sit in the courtroom and watch this thing. So there's a strong argument to open this thing up, but as of right now, we don't have an answer on that. So that's all I got.
I wanted to tell you that you know who Barry Cooper is, Ian, right?
Yeah, Never Get Busted, yeah. Founder Barry Cooper, former Texas law enforcement officer who turned to the side of good and came out against the war on drugs, made some epic DVDs called Never Get Busted, where he gave you tips on how to avoid getting arrested for possession of cannabis.
So he's still doing the Never Get Busted thing, but
he started doing his own podcast recently.
Yeah, he's doing like a live show now, mm-hmm. Where he's got like a studio with cameras and all that kind of stuff going on. I'm not sure when. At some point, I had been like, because he was talking about, getting footage of cops and, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. And I pinged him and I was like, hey, take a look at, this footage. It's the Crypto 6 footage from your security cameras here when they busted in the windows. And he says, not sure how I missed this, or maybe I saw it and don't remember, but this is a ridiculous overkill. He says, Jesus Christ and WTH, SMDH, mm-hmm. that was cringe and embarrassing to watch.
Wow.
So,
thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're
sharing
not
that with him
for whatever reason. The crypto press seems to be.
I hope he plays it on the air too on his show. That would be great.
Yeah, the crypto press seems to be giving us crickets.
They're nearly silent about the Crypto 6 situation,
which is
really disturbing.
I guarantee you that after the judgment is rendered, they will be talking all about it.
Mm.
Because it's one of those things where these first trials mm-hmm. about cryptocurrency are absolutely pivotal in how cryptocurrency is treated by the government going forward.
Mm.
Like, what is it? What who regulates it? What can they do about it? What can they expect? These all get determined in the first times that these things come into a court system.
I, even if I'm able to walk out of there with all not guilties, which of course would be the ideal circumstance, although it wouldn't be helpful for the people who've taken a plea deal, unfortunately, at this point, because, even if I get all not guilties, they're already in with a guilty plea, and I don't think that can be undone at that point. So, I think that even though you could argue, that's a precedent, right? Oh, this jury over here in New Hampshire found Ian Freeman not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most people will. I mean, even if they know about it, I doubt that would be enough reason for somebody to take a charge to trial, because the federal pressure is so intense. It's so scary.
Yeah.
When you go up against these people, they bring so many charges. They know how to do this. They know how to stack the charges against you. And even if you were to know in the back of your mind, Ian Freeman beat this in New Hampshire, that's not. I don't think that's going to be a lot to really motivate people.
But it will change the way that the regulators enforce things.
Will it though? Why?
Oh, absolutely. Because if they go, the court found X, Y, and Z.
But it's just a jury.
So this counts as that, and this doesn't count as that.
But it wasn't the court. It was a jury. It wasn't a judge's decision. It was just a jury's decision.
Yeah, the jury's actually higher than the judge.
Well, I don't know, man. It just seems to me like the government does whatever they want to do, and they'll intimidate people into plea deals regardless of what the result is.
This is accurate. What bothers me, though, is that this is the type of case that's, to me, on the same level as like a Ross Ulbricht. And the press leading up to the Ross Ulbricht trial was over
much
the top.
Bigger. Yeah, that's true.
And for no one to be, almost no one to be carrying this, real disturbing to me.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The number 603-283-6160. Phones are open. We got more on the Twitter amnesty that's set.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released a so-called death note written by the gunman, Andre Bing, sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked as a supervisor before turning the gun on himself. The gun, by the way, purchased legally before the shooting on Tuesday night. Huawei and ZTE are no longer allowed to sell communications equipment in the U.S. The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to approve the new rule. It's also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance equipment. $9.12 billion spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record, so says Adobe. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance, What a Feeling, was 63 years old. Online at usaradio.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join the show. If you want, the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Twitter drama where people are freaking out over some decisions that Elon Musk is making to try to open up the platform, try to welcome people back who had previously been suspended. It's so upsetting to people on the left that the mainstream media is writing hit pieces about this. We'll get into it further. Here tonight it is Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You're going to say something?
Yeah. I was going to say it's funny that the left have been driven to a decentralized platform, Mastodon.
Yeah.
I think that it's so great because the longer the concept of decentralization is around, the more it helps everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what your ideologies are, right, or your belief systems or your political leanings or whatever it is. It's going to help everybody. Right? It's going to be there for you in your time of need.
The right-wingers already went over to Gab and Truth Social, and some people on the left have been involved in Mastodon previously. The more hardcore, like, techie leftists were the ones that were into it. And now it's opened up a little bit more, you know, general interest.
Yeah.
So that's great.
And the same thing will happen with cryptocurrency. Once everybody realizes what a piece of crap these CBDCs are, people who aren't educated on cryptocurrency believe that CBDCs and cryptocurrency are the same thing. Still.
Oh, yeah.
They still believe it. And, like, I don't even see the mainstream media trying to trick people into thinking they're the same thing. They just
do.
They just do. Like, people are just like, oh, digital currency, it's like crypto? Like, no, not like crypto. That's why they have different names. Cryptocurrency is completely different from digital currency.
Oh, I definitely see the media trying to trick them into that. I mean, it started long ago when they started talking about Bitcoin in the first place, and they just lumped everything together. Cryptocurrency is the same as Bitcoin, is the same as digital currency. And, I mean, at the time, no one was really talking about central bank digital currencies at all, but they spent so long getting everyone to think of these as the same thing, using them interchangeably in headlines and all that sort of thing, that when central bank digital currencies came along, they're like, oh, it must be the same thing.
It's a new Bitcoin.
Yeah.
No. In fact, I'm glad you brought
literally
that up.
The opposite.
Because I've actually had a puff piece from the, I think, the Canadian media, maybe. I'm not sure. But some,
what's
yeah,
looks
like
about?
Canadian media. Which, well, as you know, Canadian media, for the most part, as far as news is concerned, is run by the government.
Yeah.
They've got their, essentially, their equivalent of the BBC. It's called the CBC.
Their bacon is also questionable.
And openly, they don't even bother to hide it in a decent country like this one.
Right. So I've got their puff piece on CBDCs. We can play that since you guys brought them up. We'll get to that here in a bit. But let's go to the phones first. Law Dog is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Law Dog.
Hey, I got to salute you there. You're going to be batted nationwide when you go into that courtroom.
What do you mean, batted nationwide?
Wish you the best of luck there.
Okay. Well, thank you.
But, you're a legend. I sung that song about you. The Crypto Six, they are friends of mine. Crypto Six, they are friends of mine.
That's very kind.
He's selling Bitcoin. Nobody drinking his wine. Hey.
That does sound like nobody. Well, thank you very much for the kind words. I do appreciate it. I learned, sadly, yesterday, I met with my attorney. He said, because I'd asked him before, I said, how long has it been since there's actually been a trial in this court?
A federal trial?
Yeah. We know that the library had a civil case, right? But as far as like a criminal trial, he said it's been like a year and a half.
So now is that just because government put everything on hold?
No, it's because people take a plea deal.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh.
I mean, everybody takes a plea.
No one ever goes to court for anything, ever.
So there just hasn't been a case that's been tried at all.
That's my
regardless of the COVID and everybody moving to Zoom and all that kind of crap.
I mean, I could have misinterpreted what he was saying, but I'm pretty sure that's what he was saying. Thank you, Law Dog, for the call.
I know. So, my experience of like even trying to go to court is they will give you offer after offer after offer after offer because they do not want anyone to ever actually use the court system.
Well, they haven't really given us any serious offers. So they really want to put me in a prison cell.
That's
for sure.
Surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I guess it's not. But considering the offers that they made to those who accepted
the crypto system,
I would have expected them to come at you with at least one meaningful offer.
No, not really. The only thing they offered was early on in April of this year. They said you can take a plea to every charge except for the one with the minimum sentence. Except for the biggest charge, I can take a plea to every other charge.
God, a bunch of douchebags.
It's like, not
putting it kindly.
Yeah, we didn't hurt anybody, so
I'm not allowed to say what
I'm going to try
on radio. Tune into Beard Talk Live later. Perhaps I'll restate.
No victim, no crime.
Do we have enough time to really?
I know. No victim, no crime. We're going to trial. So that's what it's going to be. Anyway, back to Elon Musk and Twitter. He's announced what he's calling an amnesty for suspended accounts. And the billionaire's announcement, according to the AP, came after he asked in a poll posted to his timeline to vote on reinstatements for accounts that have, quote, not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam, unquote. The vote was 72% in favor of that. And he said, the people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week. Vox populi, vox dei, which apparently means in Latin, the voice of the people, the voice of God. And he also used that same line when he reinstated Trump's account after roughly 51% voted for that. However, my theory is Musk would have reinstated Trump even if a majority voted against the reinstatement.
I kind of feel that's the case anyway.
Because he would have just been like, well, it's my site. I was just taking your temperature. I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, it is kind of funny that all of the people who call themselves Democrats are like, democracy? No!
Right?
Which really, Musk's response to anybody about anything that he's done on Twitter. It should just be, my site, I do what I want.
Yep.
That should just be his entire response. He owes nothing to anybody. Right? He owes nothing to anybody. He owes nobody any explanations.
But it's more fun to stir up the controversy, right? If he puts a poll up, then, like we were saying before, he knows how to get attention, right? Yeah. He puts up a poll about Trump. He gets articles written about his poll about Trump. He puts up a poll about amnesty. This is an AP story about his amnesty decision. So, like, everything he does, he's a master at this.
Well, and now he gets to blame us for it.
What do you mean, blame us?
Oh, well, it's like, what? I put it to a vote.
Oh, it's just what the people wanted.
This is you guys' fault if this goes poorly.
I think he's learning how to be more, I don't want to use the word political, but certainly that's what he's doing. He's politicking his moves on Twitter so that he can both make the changes and absolve himself of any potential guilt, right? Which is what politicians do. They're like, oh, well, yeah, sure, I murdered a whole bunch of people with bombs and, you know, lands where mostly brown people are, but you voted for me, so it's your fault.
Right. AP says such online polls are anything but scientific and can be easily influenced by bots. So just throw away the results. It is meaningless. Clearly, it was just a bot.
It's like, yeah, because the rest of our voting system is just impeccable.
In the month since Musk took over Twitter, groups that monitor the platform for racist, anti-Semitic, and other toxic speech say it's been on the rise on the world's de facto public square. That has included a surge in racist abuse of World Cup soccer players.
I want to know who coined that term for Twitter. Was it Musk himself?
The public square?
World's public square. World.
Musk has been promoting it as a public forum.
Right. No, I keep hearing that phrase repeated over and over again. It's brilliant marketing is what it is. Because if you want to be the number one social media platform, that's the kind of title you got to give yourself. Because the more you say it, the more people believe
they will.
I remember hearing that about Facebook, though. And it is not
that
doing well now.
That changed.
Which I kind of illustrates the point here. It's like, oh, no, this is the public square. This is what the government must step in to regulate. It's like, give it a minute. Give it some time. We'll find some other medium that will be our favorite medium, and then that'll be the public square.
Now, they're saying that these alleged groups have been looking at Twitter, and they say that toxic speech, etc., racist speech is on the rise. But if you believe Musk, he keeps citing his people coming in, and he says they've been cracking down harder than previous Twitter on this sort of speech. So by no means is this a free speech place. There are still content rules that are being enforced, but to what extent, hard to know. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join the show live Saturday. Episode number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And by the way, I want to say thank you to Curry, who is a supporter of our AMPS program. If you like what we do here, you can support the show directly by going to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Promote, and Support. It is our Patreon, and you can sign up there and get access to some cool benefits like the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show archives minus the recorded commercials. That's one of the things you get, but there's more. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to learn all about it and get signed up with your debit card, credit card, your PayPal account. And we certainly do appreciate listeners like Curry, who's silver level, which is all we ask for, is $5 a month. So thank you for that. It's amps.freetalklive.com. If you think about it, the price of AMPS just keeps getting cheaper over time because $5 doesn't buy what $5 bought 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So certainly
not even a cup of coffee anymore.
How did Marcus say the best use of your Liberty dollar?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So it's amps.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Twitter amnesty that is apparently going to go into effect at the end of this weekend or maybe sometime early next week, according to Elon Musk. After a vote, the leftist media has been freaking out about this. This is an AP story where they're doing everything they can to try to undermine Elon Musk and Twitter here in this piece, which is why I thought it was going to be interesting to share this. So they talk about how allegedly, according to certain groups, which they don't actually cite, but groups that allegedly monitor Twitter for racist, anti-Semitic, or toxic speech say that that has been on the rise, while Elon Musk says the opposite's true, that they've been cracking down even harder on this type of speech. I personally haven't seen anything like that, but I don't follow people like that, so
yeah,
how would I see it?
I would think it's kind of like Doug Stanhope did this rant about how kiddie porn is rampant on the internet. Now, Doug Stanhope is an admittedly dirty guy, right?
Yeah.
And like he'll search porn. He's like, I have seen every weird kind of porn that you can possibly search for. I have searched some of the most disgusting terms that most people wouldn't dare to search, and I have never accidentally like run across some kiddie porn. And he's like, you would think that a guy like me, you know, would be able to bump into that if it was truly running rampant on the internet. So take that for what it's worth.
I did see there's this supposed libertarian chick. She's got like real short cropped hair. Her name's Eliza. I don't know what her last name is, but I've seen her posts and I've seen Musk interacting. Because I follow Musk and I've seen him interacting with her. And she's like some sort of anti-sex trafficking activist.
Oh, yeah.
Basically,
she's a former victim of sex trafficking.
Yeah, it's my understanding. I don't know her whole story or anything like that. But she claims that, and I guess she looks into these matters.
Yeah.
She says whatever the terms are that people search for on Twitter to find underage kid photography or whatever, naked kid pictures.
Yeah.
She says those have been almost wiped out since Musk has been taken over. So he's
wow.
She says Musk's administration has actually removed more offensive content. And you know,
so that's what my $8 is paying for.
Yeah, and she doesn't work for Musk. She's an independent person. So who you don't know who to believe.
I think most of the cultures on planet Earth would agree that eliminating child pornography and human trafficking is a big deal. Outside of that, everything else should be free speech. You know, it's not my platform, so you know I don't get to make those decisions. But if it were, like, I actually want to be able to monitor where the a-holes are. Now, my opinion of a-hole is going to differ from your opinion of a-hole, maybe, or at least some of the listeners, you know, maybe they think Republicans are a-holes, they think Democrats are a-holes, whatever it is. So that's why it's important, because everybody's opinion of an a-hole is different. But don't you want to know where they're at? Don't you want to be able to, like,
identify
see what they're saying and identify them and, you know, follow their propaganda or whatever
or
it is that they're,
you know, if you want.
Okay, but, like, they should still be allowed to publish.
I agree. I totally agree. But again, this is Elon Musk's platform. If he doesn't want to allow certain types of content, then that's completely up to him.
I don't want to let you talk to that guy. But you're not in this conversation. I don't care.
Back to the AP. They say the uptick in harmful content is in large part due to the disorder following Musk's decision to lay off half of the company's 7,500-person workforce, fire top executives, and then institute a series of ultimatums that prompted hundreds more to quit. So it's not clear how many quit after the facts of what had happened was, I think it was like a week ago.
Yeah.
He had given an ultimatum saying, you've got to be ready for hardcore mode. We're going to require you to actually show up to work. And he said, if you don't want to go hardcore mode, then you are essentially, you're resigning.
How horrible is it that hardcore mode equals just showing up?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, he's talking about maybe some late nights, that kind of thing, right? Like, you're going to actually be expected to work and work for real.
Sure.
And so he gave the employees...
I mean, there were so many stories about what was expected out of Twitter.
It wasn't much.
Employees like, oh my God, they barely had to work. Like, you were basically, you didn't have a job. You just, in theory, had a job. You got paid, but like... I literally can't imagine asking for what half of these stories were telling me was just part of their culture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really was an attempt of communism. Like, wow. It was modern communism. Like, oh, well, everyone will just determine for themselves what they can give us. And, you know, from everyone according to their ability. They'll determine for themselves what their ability is, and they'll just offer that to us, and it'll work fine.
Yeah, and they were losing $4 million a day, according
right.
to Musk.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons he had to cut staff, because, well, staff is your number one expense in business. It isn't rent.
Yeah. You got a poor business model is what you got.
Yep. Did you guys see the video of the, like, there's these roughnecks doing, I don't know, God knows what, but it's a lot of work. There's, I don't know if it's like some sort of a drilling operation or whatever. There's mud everywhere. There's these rough, you know, shirtless roughnecks that are, like, trying to grab this drill and put it in the hole and all this. They're doing all this rough, tough work. And then on the other side of the video, it's a video of this girl at Twitter showing up for her job and, like, you know, walking in the door and then going to the cafeteria and being in awe at all the different food options she has. And, like, this is her day at quote-unquote work
right, yeah.
at Twitter, right? And, like, you know, these people acting like they actually have a real job. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, tech people do get spoiled. And by tech people, I mean people who work for large tech companies.
Yeah, they work on a quote-unquote campus.
Yeah.
There's all these perks.
It actually started, in my mind, with the dot-com explosion, mm-hmm. which turned into the dot-bomb explosion. But it was an attempt to mimic Microsoft. Because Microsoft started, like, giving free juice and soda and pop and, you know,
get
all
the foosball table in.
Get the ping pong going, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think Microsoft originated the phrase work-life balance, which is very popular amongst tech companies, where, like, well, your core hours should be between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., but outside of that, it's pretty flexible, so if you need to come in late or leave early or, you know, stay late or whatever, you can, you know, sort of flex your time around that, and, you know, so they developed this sort of, it's a far more casual work day. Right, that was supposed to help you out with life. So if you got to go to the post office or the bank or take your kid to a thing or whatever, right? And it's turned into, of course, now what you were describing, Peakless Mountaineer, where it's like, well, you just kind of show up. Hopefully, you contribute something today, and you know, get your paycheck. And why? Shouldn't you have to earn these things?
We'll definitely feed you. We'll definitely pay you.
Yeah.
And you might even give us some work.
Maybe you'll feel like doing something. I don't know.
Yeah, that if you have no incentive to perform, you will not perform.
Right.
So he fired a bunch of people, and then he gave the remainder. He fired half the staff. Then the next couple weeks, he gave an ultimatum. It was a 36-hour ultimatum to the rest of the staff that said, you guys are going to have to be ready to be in hardcore mode, and if you don't check yes on this form that we're sending you, there was a Google Forms.
Yeah.
He sent it out to everybody in the company. You either check yes, or it's considered you're resigning from the job.
Oh.
And they had 36 hours to make that decision. There was all this hubbub it, and all these, you know, people posting videos about how mad they were that they were, you know, essentially being quote unquote fired from their job for not willing to being willing to come from home and actually show up.
Yeah, that's a voluntary quit.
Yeah. So that's where they're saying he quote unquote prompted hundreds more to quit. So we don't know what the current number of Twitter employees is, but it may be like closer to 33% or 25% of what the original number was. Among those resigning over a lack of faith in Musk's willingness to keep Twitter from devolving into a chaos of uncontrolled speech. This is the AP. We're Twitter's head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth. Major advertisers have also abandoned the platform. I saw a statistic somewhere in the last few days that said that 50 out of 100 of the top advertisers on Twitter have left. Protests, supposedly.
They'll be back.
We in the Associated Press are against uncontrolled speech.
Chaos of uncontrolled speech. So there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts
on a disassociated press.
Plus the CBDC, the central bank digital currency. We've got a puff piece about that. We can talk about crypto a little bit and more. You can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.